USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Texas, Bernie Sanders supporters celebrating his big win in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning for Super Tuesday, Sanders poked fun at President Trump.
You know, this is also important. The president gets very, very upset easily. So don't tell him that we're going to beat him here in Texas.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is in second place, and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in third. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar are trailing behind. Biden told his supporters, people are ready for change.
They don't feel like they're getting a chance, because they're not. They're being left behind. But I promise you, I give you my word as a Biden, I'm going to bring everybody along this time.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
China is suspending more tariffs on U.S. imports of industrial goods in response to a truce in the trade war with Washington. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, joins Fox News and says this is great news for U.S. companies.
I think they need U.S. consumer goods. That's point number one, all of our exports. Point number two, there's a certain goodwill here. Point number three, it's consistent with the historic Phase One China deal.
Okay.
It's absolutely consistent. And here's something that most economists won't tell you about, in all honesty. Because of the trade deal with China, because of the trade deal with USMCA, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S. is poised on an export boom, because President Trump has rewritten the old deals and is now opening markets, as well as making structural changes on things like IP theft and enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. women's soccer team has filed a lawsuit over unequal pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who was also accused the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.